welcome to another exciting episode of the OKR Q&A podcast, also known as the OKR Corral, where OKRs rule. I'm your host, Tim Meinhardt, CEO of Attruity, an OKR consultancy headquartered in our nation's capital. Today, I am thrilled to interview Vito Butta. Vito is a senior-level human resources executive with over two decades of experience as an HR leader. I've had the pleasure of working with Vito over the last 8 months, and we're going to have a blast with this interview today. Everyone, please welcome Vito Butta. Well, Vito, thanks for joining us today. And for the audience, from an introduction perspective, take a minute or so and tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and who do you work for?
Sure. I am the Vice President of Human Resources for Diversant, Diversant IT Staffing. Been with them for 4 years now, and been in human resources for, I would say, 22 years it's been.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your initial impressions of objectives and key results, Vito.
So when I first was tasked with finding a goal setting type of program for the organization, I went back in my past and looked at the different things I'd used before, and knowing that we're a medium-sized company that's growing and a lot of the management staff have never been through this before, I was looking for something that's a little bit more, for lack of a better term, simplistic. It's easy to use. A lot of the other initiatives that I've used in the past were a lot more intense, black and white. There's no leeway with it. So when I came across objectives and key results, watching the videos, reading the books, I found that this is an ideal match for our organization, especially at this stage, and it's something that can grow with us as we continue to grow.
Terrific. So walk me through a little bit what you thought or believe or actually experienced the biggest challenges in actually getting started with objectives and key results.
Well, with any initiative, it's the buy-in, right? A lot of times when initiatives are brought down, either by myself or senior leaders, it's okay, what's the soup of the day? It doesn't last. This will last for a quarter or two quarters and we'll get on to something else. And when you do that, especially if you do it frequently, you don't have an audience. They don't buy in.
Correct.
Right? So buy-in is always the big piece. That's the hurdle. Thankfully, having yourself on board to help us drive this, and having senior leadership driving it as well, it helped us to get the buy-in of our vice presidents and then on down to our directors and manager staff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think buy-in is a huge issue. When you do get started, it's you never get that second chance to make a good first impression.
Everybody in every organization, staffing is no different. Your managers are busy. Mm-hmm. Right. And when you're giving them an additional task of OKRs,
right,
it's secondary to, hey, let me make money. Right. Let me do my job.
Sure.
So the good thing about OKRs is it doesn't seem like a task.
Yeah.
It's truly, they're measuring what matters, and it's a tie-in to their business. So it doesn't look like anything.
For sure. Everybody experiences this. It begins to work on a part of the brain that you haven't used in quite a while, and you start thinking about things.
Well, especially in my role, mm-hmm. in human resources, we're big firemen, right?
Sure.
We put it, it's what you do on a daily basis. You're constantly putting out fires. And with something like OKR, and I work with my staff on it, they utilize it as well. But we set the goals together as a team. We set the objectives and the KRs as a team. We talk about them before you and I speak and set everything. of speaking with them and going over it. Sure. What should we be looking at? And that's how they're set for us. And you know, no matter how many fire drills we get, because we still get them, we still have the OKRs there in the background or even in the forefront, driving the business as we go forward and contributing to the corporate objectives.
Sure. So talk to me about like your biggest success so far with the OKR program, in your opinion.
Well, I am very pleased with how these managers have embraced it.
Yeah, I am too, by the way. I think everyone is really, really, really taking the ball and run with it.
You know, I won't say what team, but there was a particular team that I had a concern with actually, you know, completing their four square and doing the work that goes along with, you know, OKRs. I thought there was going to be constant need for reminders, and they've embraced it. There was no need. Maybe once or twice I say, hey, make sure you guys fill this out or do it this way. But they've embraced it. And to me, that's a huge accomplishment. And to go from, you know, we had the corporate objectives and key results, seven managers doing it. Mm-hmm. And now we're over 40 within the span of three quarters.
Right.
To me, that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, no, it was a nice lift for your organization. And, you know, I remember going back, even when we redid your mission statement, you know, we presented it to all the 13 different managers, and they wanted to have input. Hey, we want to change a word here or a phrase there. And that was a great indicator to me that, hey, this team at Diversant really is and wants to do something like this. And so I've been very pleased. And full disclosure to the audience, Vito and I work very closely with helping Diversant develop their managers' OKRs. And, you know, it's a pretty fast month of sorts when we do all 40 of these and get teed up for the next quarter. So Vito and I do have a lot of fun doing it. So what advice would you give to any organization that really is considering some type of performance management tool, and maybe what do you think about OKRs?
I think that the first step is to really take your time with it. Mm-hmm. You can't just force it down and say, this is what we're doing. Take your time with it. Get the feedback and the buy-in. Hear what the end users are going to deal with. More often than not, you know, senior leaders, myself, we're too separated from the day-to-day.
Right.
We haven't done that aspect of the job in a while. We have our own day-to-day, which is completely different. Mm-hmm. So get their feedback from them. Find out how is this going to work with them. And then take it step by step, such as we did with Diversant. We, you know, we did the senior leaders first, and then we went down a level. I think that was a big thing. And don't over... extend yourself with the number of key results that you're doing.
Yeah.
It is measure what matters. If you're measuring everything, you're not going to get anywhere.
Right. As you and I have said, you're really managing nothing at that point. All right. So, Vito, last question. What was the one burning question you had about OKRs when we initially got started? And what was the answer that you found?
The question is, and it seems like to any one of these systems, is how are the corporate services divisions or the administrative type of divisions, how are they going to contribute to this, especially in a sales-driven type of environment?
Yeah.
Right? That's, yeah. And I think me personally, going through this numerous times in different types of programs, that's always been a difficult piece. OKR, again, you're measuring what matters. There's a way to, while maybe it's not feeding directly into the corporate goal, it's not, you know, attributing to the number directly to the number of hires that we're doing or starts that we're doing or business that we're pulling in, but it's there. There's a dotted line to it. I can see that through OKRs because you peel back those onions and it the key results trickle down to the next level. And that to me is worth every second that we put into this program, because that's a big part of the business.
It is.
Yes, you have your sales and recruiting and staffing, but without the corporate services divisions lined up with the same goals or goals that feed into those, you're not going to be successful.
Right. The administrative group is this enablement, team of sorts. And, how are they doing things efficiently in order to maximize what I would say is a customer experience, a managerial experience, and even an employee experience?
Yeah, because you figure in my world, I we have our employees that we're working with, and we're trying to address their needs, but also, when we're going out to clients and try to procure business or retain business, mm-hmm. a lot of what we do on the corporate services side helps to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so lined up with those goals is very important.
Right. So with that, I'm going to say thank you so much. I know our audience will love our discussion, and I truly appreciate all that you've done for me, and I hope you have a wonderful day, Vito.
Thanks. Same to you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.